Justin Fook with you, joined by Coach Dan Shoup to talk Jackson Heights girls basketball. The Lady Cobras finished the regular season 17-1 and win the Northeast Kansas League title again, outright undefeated, a perfect 14-0. And let's start with the last game you had, Coach, to win that league title against ACCHS outright. You win it 46-37, but down 9 points at halftime. And I know a similar game against the Tigers, a fourth quarter comeback the first time you played them. And man, your team in the second half, what did you see that was kind of the difference, I guess, and how your team was able to finish the game so strong and really control the second half to get that win?
Oh, well, I mean, I've got to credit all the kids. They buckled down and fought hard, so they did. And give credit to ACCHS. Man, they got a talented young team, and they're going to be a force for the next several years in this league, so they are.
Seem like ACCHS, you know, and at times this season, maybe they have lived and died by the three a little bit, but after hitting 6 3-pointers in the first half, they only made one in the second half, and seemed like you were contesting more shots. I know you had a few blocks. Was there something defensively you thought the team maybe did better at to kind of make some adjustments there at halftime Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, we made some adjustments there at halftime, and the kids did a little bit better job of closing out on their shooters. And it was big. We kind of put some length out there on the perimeter a little bit, and that might have made a little bit of difference on those shooters out there. But, again, those kids that from ACCHS, the last several games, they've knocked down a heck of a lot of three-pointers.
You had, of course, won on Monday as well against JCN, another tough game, 44-28, so you're playing back-to-back nights as well, but at least both games were at home. What did you see in the JCN game or things that maybe stood out from that performance?
Oh, JCN, I mean, brings a lot of pride into the game. We knew it was going to be a physical game. They usually have some very strong kids. And really helped out. And I told the kids, I mean, before the game, this is going to help us as we go into postseason. They're going to be a physical group of kids, and we're going to have to play with that physicality when we get to sub-state. So, I mean, I think it was definitely a learning experience for us in both these games, Monday and Tuesday.
Had a big night from Amaya Marlette with 19 against ACCHS. Nice to see her probably do that on senior night. And maybe not always the vocal leader, but, man, she sure is a leader for your team as an example in her senior campaign, right?
Yeah, she's really done a great job of stepping up and filling the role. She's been on this, I mean, played varsity since she was a freshman, but always was behind that class in front of her, and she kind of has really came out of her shell and developed into a very well-rounded basketball player.
Well, it's on to the postseason, Coach, and Class 1A this year. You're, you know, ranked number two in the state behind Olpe, but it's crazy because two other great teams that have been in the rankings through a lot of this year in your sub-state, you have D-West and Frankfort on the other side of the bracket, and I know Centralia or Clifton Clyde's not going to be easy in the semifinal. What do you do with the rest of this week, at least having the first round bye to prepare this team for what looks like a really tough sub-state?
Oh, yeah, it's playing the TVL is basically what we're playing, going to the TVL tournament, and the TVL has always some great teams. So, yeah, it's going to be a dogfight. Whoever comes out of that sub-state is definitely going to be battle-tested going into state.
I feel like this team is pretty excited, though, about the opportunity. I mean, a couple of these girls saw Jackson Heights go to the state a couple years ago, but especially the way that volleyball kind of ended abruptly, do you get the feeling that there's a lot of motivation for this team going into sub-state?
Well, I think we're still just learning as we go. I mean, we still got a lot of young players. I think they're really, as the season progressed, has really learned what it takes to win and have success, and they're really just soaking it in. So that's why, as a coach, I mean, you just love it when you see kids have the excitement and the passion and drive to soak everything in that you're trying to get them to do, and they go out and try to do it. So, yeah, I couldn't be prouder of this group up to this point. And, again, we'll do what we can to try to make that push the next couple weeks.
You bet. We were talking last night during the game that, man, the sophomores are almost kind of playing like juniors at this point, and both teams had a ton of sophomores in that game against ACCHS out there on the floor. Well, best of luck in the postseason, Coach. Thanks for taking time to join us each week here on the radio.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. An excellent job last night and broadcasting our game, so I appreciate it.
A lot of fun. Dan Shoup, head coach of the Lady Cobras. We'll talk Jackson Heights boys basketball right after this.